This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, Party listeners, producer John here. We are down one Danny today, and so I don't have a real big, funny, Danny-like intro. This'll have to do.
That is good, John. It's just the basics.
It's very producer John-ish.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Serena, you've got stuff today, right?
I have a little bit of meat, actually. It's not like a huge steak or anything, but it is a very
whenever
satisfying
you've brought meat,
piece of meat.
I don't believe you've ever called it a steak. You've always called it a little something like a string of deli meat or a tiny bit half a meatball.
This here is more than that, actually, because it's something that spoken loud to my personal life, but it's small, but it's satisfying.
Is it to do with just spiritual aspects? Is it physical?
Okay,
is it
trim
healthy journey?
It's physical, it's spiritual, it's emotional, it's the whole thing. I'm going to bring some scriptures. So
you do it.
Those out there who you know, aren't of that belief, just sit through and just enjoy it as like it was white noise in the background. White noise can be relaxing. You know what I mean? Even if you're not listening to it like it's like truth to you, it can be still. It's just some non-negative, like non-loud headbanging
music. It's positive
music.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, I was listening to one of my favorite speakers, Dan Moeller. Wasn't Graham Cook. He's one of my favorites, but this is good old Dan Moeller.
I love Dan. I've seen him in person.
If you ever want to look him up on YouTube, M-O-H-L-E-R. Mm. Amazing overcomer of a man. But he has said this for quite a long time when I've listened to different messages, but I was listening to one recently and this line has stuck out to me and has brought really good fruit in my life. Mm. And the line is, never let life speak louder than truth. Mm. Never let life speak louder than truth. We are clay. We're all lumps of clay. We were designed to be that way. Mm. We're meant to be shaped by something. We're never just an untouched lump of clay. We're always being shaped.
Yeah.
We're always being shaped by something. We're either being shaped by life and all our circumstances, or we're being shaped by something that never changes. Circumstances will always change. But there can be something, another anchor in our life that never changes. And we've got to find out which one we're being shaped by and start being shaped by the thing that's really going to make beauty out of our life. So the very thing that we were designed to be shaped for, the thing that never changed, the thing that is always constant is the truth. Mm. So I go back to that verse 9, never let life speak louder than the truth.
Yeah, and that was Don.
That was Dan Moeller that said that line. So we can't let life shape us.
Yeah.
Because we're always going to be like constantly being on this clay wheel where we're just being pushed here and pushed there. And it makes kind of an ugly vase, right?
Yeah.
Circumstances are digging in here and digging in there. And life, our vase of a life just becomes a mess.
Yes. Oddly shaped.
Right. But truth has a constancy to it. And when there's a constancy to the hand on the potter's wheel, it creates something beautiful, symmetrical.
Yeah.
But no matter how big, no matter how big life speaks, no matter how much it screams defeat, failure, even death, betrayal, struggle, pain, the truth is bigger. It is way, way, way bigger. And it covers all the so-called facts that life speaks out, that life slams us with. Because truth is in a different paradigm. It's in a different plane. It's in a way higher place than just facts. It's in a larger place. And it's truer than facts. Because truth remains. It remains even though the tumult of life is constantly pressing in and trying to shape us. But truth is something that we can cling to and it can be the thing that we let shape us instead. And so that's my encouragement to you guys that are listening, to be shaped, to be one that chooses to be shaped by truth, because we are.
And like, the truth is the word, right?
And I'm going to get into that.
I'm just helping you.
Yeah. Because maybe life is speaking to you, I'm broken, right? I'm just so broken. Maybe it's about health. I just can't seem to get this weight loss thing going. I can't seem to get it to last more than the first few months.
Yeah.
You know, I try hard. I put in the time. I think it's taking root. Like I see things starting to happen. But then pow, the scale stops moving. It even goes in the opposite direction. And you're like, what? That's life speaking to you. But then truth can come and say, hey, there's a weight to weight loss.
Mm.
There's actually a W-A-I-T. Truth can speak that to you. We have to wait for most good things.
Yeah.
Truth says, hey, your body was made to be healthy. Your body was made to heal. It's not broken. It just needs time and maybe tweaks to heal. Truth says, the victor never gives up. Truth screams, hey, your journey will look unique because you're so wonderfully unique yourself. Everybody is beautifully unique. So, you know, maybe you're on your health journey and you've been letting life speak and you've been getting down about it. But you could get on that potter's wheel of truth and have your whole perspective changed.
Yes.
And have a positivity come back to your life, all because you're deciding to be molded by something better, by something bigger.
I mean, it's so true, aligning our thoughts. You know, a couple of weeks ago we had Judy as our special guest, and she talked about those ants. Negative thought system.
Yes.
That it just runs through your head, right?
Yeah.
All the time. And what does that come from? They're practice thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. But they come from life because life presses us in, right? But just because we're thinking them, they're not necessarily truth. Actually, they're usually not truth. They're automatic, and yet they're not truth. And I found myself once she said that, you know, we've talked about thoughts and words so much, but I never heard it in that way. The automatic negative system, it's a loop, keeps playing. Mm-hmm. It's a loop.
And that was a scientific term, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even scientists have discovered that there is things that are just on autoplay.
I just found them. You know, after she said that, I went away and I was just, you know, going through about life, and I noticed this loop, and I thought, well, I've come so far, but there's still a loop.
Yeah.
And the only way to get out of that loop for me was to align my thoughts with higher truth.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, we've got so many people here and they could be positive. Maybe they're not aligning, you know, maybe they're not scripture orientated, and it's way better, yes, to start stopping the negative and thinking positive. But you're right, Serene, the truth, it's only when I aligned my thoughts with the truth from God's word.
Right.
You know, and the Bible says, wait, how many times in the Bible? I think like over 300. But it's a waiting that is not passive. It's
no.
a pressing in and a
yes.
for your belief. And that's the thing that helped me. It's a pressing in and a believing, and it's waiting in hope.
Yeah.
And it's an expectant wait.
And even though what life is speaking, you'd be like, hey, sorry, girls, but I'm just talking about facts here. I'm just talking about reality that's in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to think up negative things. This is just the facts of how my life is going down. But what we're trying to say here is, just because something is factual doesn't mean it's aligning with truth.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's truth at all, because a truth is much larger than facts.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. I wanted to start in the practical and the health journey, but maybe life is speaking in other realms, in shattered dreams, in a setting back or a knocking back of a hope that keeps getting deferred. Maybe life is speaking through heartache that is so deep you don't even know how to face each morning. But life can sometimes be a liar. And that's what I'm here to say, that life can speak, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's speaking the truth. Because first of all, let me clarify, the pain is real.
Yeah.
It's very, 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 very real. But what is true, what is real, what we think is reality may not necessarily be aligning with the truth, truth. But the truth is the thing that's come to set us free.
Yeah.
Not the facts that we're, well, what we're going through, but the truth.
Yeah, that scripture in the Bible doesn't say the facts will set you free, does
no,
it?
No.
It says the truth will set you free.
And I love John 8:32, and here I'm going to go into a few scriptures. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I love Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, this is just the beginning part of it. Stand therefore, having your loins, actually loins in the Bible speak of the of your seat of emotions, almost the bowels of your, where all your emotions are good. Have your, stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth.
Is that good old King James, truth. Is it?
Yeah. So girt would be like having your loins, which would be the depth of who you are, wrapped up, swaddled.
Is it in a different scripture, or is that a different one to the gird up the loins?
No, it's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Psalm 86:11 says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and then I will walk in thy truth. Yeah. 1 John 5:20. And we know the Son of God has come and have given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And this trueness that we're talking about here is the truth. He is the truth.
Yeah.
Psalm 43, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. And here is a powerful one here. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And I didn't write actually that reference down, but it's scripture. Sometimes we can let life encircle us with darkness. We can let circumstances drown us in depression. You know, we have this fellowship with darkness, but when we have fellowship with darkness, we are not actually of the truth when we're fellowshipping with darkness. We're not dwelling on truth.
No, we're not.
1 John 1:5, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Remember, it said here in one of these scriptures beforehand that the truth is light. So light and truth, it's like a it's like a harmonious description of God. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, he's truth. And I love Isaiah, and this is my last scripture, Isaiah 9:2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. And this truth, this light, this is what we can be shaped from. This, but it's a choice, right? We can let truth shape us, but we just have to choose. And I know it's a choice.
Yeah.
Because of something personal that I've walked through lately. I know that, you know, just a few potties back, I sat here announcing my great news, which I had been waiting for. Mm. It was my hope that had been deferred in 2020 twice before. And it was like, so like all of my Christmases had come at once. And so I'm sitting here today talking on the potty and I have a little baby inside of me.
Yeah.
With no heartbeat. And I didn't think I was going to cry because I'm full of his truth and I'm letting his truth shape me. But just because I feel these very real emotions and this very real pain, I don't feel depression. Because I'm choosing to get on the potter's wheel of truth, and that's what I wake up every morning, and that's what I lean into. I lean into the truth. And it's the truth that's been setting me free. Every night when I go to bed and I feel lonely, because I used to go to bed being two. I was two people. Now I go to bed just being one. But I lean into truth, and he is perfect love. And I lean into the truth that perfect love casts out all fear. And I know people like you're like, well, why is she crying? I've been through 7 miscarriages in a row, or I've had a stillbirth baby in my arms. You know, I'm not trying to win the pain trophy here at all. And this, it feels so light in comparison to what so many people have had to walk through. But what I'm here to say
is truth can speak and can scream into our darkness, and we can let it speak louder than life. And I want to say that it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to let truth speak to us, because it's constant, and truth has promise attached. And I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on this baby. You know, I know that truth is that he is the God that heals, and he is the God that even raises the dead. And while my baby's intact inside of me, I'm praying for resurrection. Mm-hmm. I'm not, I mean, you might think I'm cuckoo, but I'm still there in that stand. But then again, the truth also that I lean into is that God is sovereign. And so I lean into that, and then I have a rest in that he knows best. And so I'm leaning into that. But it's such a beautiful thing to have something higher than life.
Yeah.
To have something higher than life, to hold on to. It's such a beautiful thing. And I don't know what you're going through, those who are listening here today, but if you've been letting life speak to you, because I want to say I'm not perfect in this situation. I have had days where I've let the life speak. You know, I've let the life lie to me and say all that's been stolen from me. You know, my precious daughter is pregnant at the same time, mm-hmm. and we were doing this together. And so, like, life says, oh, my goodness, look, that dream you always had of doing this with your daughter, that's stolen from you. And, you know, the devil's jilted you from this beautiful baby in your arms. But that's lies. I'm here to say it's total lies, because I have been given life and this baby lives. And the truth is that death, where is thy sting? Mm. You know, we may feel the emotions. That's a reality here. That's just facts.
And you're pregnant still.
Right.
I mean, you just keep taking, your tests are as strong as ever, because you know you haven't delivered this baby.
Right. I'm still nauseous. I'm still tired. I'm still an emotional fruitcake. But those are facts. The truth is that God has brought another eternal life
mm-hmm.
from my marriage with my husband. And we feel like there's been fruitfulness, not mm-hmm. loss. And but it's only choosing to let that truth speak that I can even sit here and talk.
Yeah.
And can joke with my family, and can you know, like, roll around the floor playing with my toddlers right now instead of just staying in bed.
Yeah.
But I felt like staying in bed at first, mm-hmm. because it's been like, oh my goodness, third time in a row. Like, no, Lord, like, where are you? Did you just look the other way? But I know that's not truth, because mm-hmm. I know that he is the father of good gifts.
Yeah.
And in him is no shadow of turning. And so I'm not giving up on this baby, even though I'm pressing into the truth of his sovereignty, and I will rest in that. But I'm not giving up also on nothing will replace this baby. But I want you to hear as we go along in this party that I'm not giving up speaking to my womb as long as I have a cycle.
Yeah, and what you said before is like, everyone might think you're crazy because you're 40 what?
44.
Yeah. and obviously, you know, as we age, naturally fertility goes down. It's harder to keep a pregnancy, all of that. But for you, you once said, you know, I'm a child of God, and people might think I'm crazy for wanting more children. I got a bunch, but they're my presents.
They're my presents.
You love babies.
Yes, and each one that I've lost in my later, I had a miscarriage way back when, and it was hard, but these ones seem even harder, because I feel like you just get to realize the preciousness of life even as you go along more. And I said to my husband when I was really having life speak to me the other day, I said, oh, I just feel like I'm only now just learning to be a good mother. I'm like, why are my babies not staying with me now? Like it's now that I'm good. Not that I'm perfect or anything, but you know.
But you appreciate it now.
Yeah, you appreciate it more now.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I'm not giving up. I just feel like if you have a dream, I'm not going to let pain win. I don't want to let pain say, oh, don't try again, Serene.
Right.
Like, you know, whatever you need to do, but don't get pregnant again, because you can't go through that pain.
Right.
No, I'm not going to let pain be my boss.
Yeah.
So I'm going to announce here very soon another pregnancy, prayerfully. It's never, ever going to take the place of this beautiful baby or the last two.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever. I don't
I'm not getting pregnant again to.
But what do you think about you announcing here publicly?
Oh, yes.
You know, and then you've watched, you know, you've had three babies and, you know, we've sort of gone on the roller coaster with you and happy yes. to share it. And I celebrate every baby you have. But do sometimes you get thoughts like I'm a moron for being public? Yeah.
My life spoke to me the other day and yeah. I said to my husband, I can't even. Well, I had to do some ad reads with John and Leslie here yesterday. Yeah. And I said to you, Pearl, I called you up and said, yeah. I can't go. I can't talk to them. I can't face them. I can't even go near them with what's going on in my life because I feel like a failure. I feel like a moron. I feel like some like broken vessel that can't pull this thing off. Right. You know?
And you've done it all publicly.
Yes. And I said,
you're all about, well, I don't. You know, a lot of people wait. Well, you know, there's a high chance of a miscarriage, right, before 12 weeks. And so a lot of people wait and then they announce publicly on the Facebook right when everything's secure and we've got the 12-week pass.
Right.
Because that's when, you know, you don't have to go back and say sorry, everybody. Right. But you don't live your life like that. Why?
A life tried to speak to me about that because I said to my husband, I don't know how to face. I mean, I wish my life wasn't so public, you know, and I was so excited and just blurted all out. And he came back to me with truth that I know in my heart. He said, Serene, this is what you do. This is what you do every time. You're so excited about the baby. Why would you let fear take over and not want to announce next time? Or why would you not want to have had the whole world know that this life exists?
Yeah. We like, celebrated that life. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's a thing. I'm glad I celebrated that life with you and we got to jump around. And
my daughter and I, we went out together as two pregnant women and I will never take that. Like, that will never ever be a memory that gets erased. Like, we did that.
Yeah.
And the life still exists. That's the thing. So why not celebrate it? Because actually the truth, when we let the truth speak, this life is going on.
Yeah.
It's in more of a reality state than we are.
Yeah. Your baby's with God.
Yes.
I mean, the body is still with you.
Yes.
But we're a spirit.
Yes, we are a spirit. And so that's all I have to say. I just wanted to say.
You wouldn't be you if you, I was thinking about this because I knew it was hard for you to come back and say, hey, and feel the failure thoughts like, hey guys, this is a sticker. This baby's going to stick with me because you know, you're all faith and you're like, come back and say, well, you know, it's not what you wanted.
But I know I walked in truth and I do believe God was proud of me saying, like with John's special words, this is a sticker because he wanted us to call this baby Sticker.
I know.
You know, and it was so sweet. The nickname was Sticker. I was thinking more like Anchor or something like that. But anyway, I really feel like God was proud of me for speaking life and proud of me for walking in positivity. And I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
And I believe, I'm believing for a full-term baby. If that is not my portion from God, and when menopause comes, it's not like I'm trying to embalm fertility.
Right.
When menopause comes, I'm going to be a rock star menopausal woman, like out with my husband doing adventurous things and like treating the grandbabies to special evenings at our house. I'm not trying to embalm the stage, but while I've got this thing going in my life, I just want to milk it.
Yeah.
I just want to milk every season. And so I just want to say that I'm
And also you wouldn't be not you're Serene and the reason, you know, you're one of a kind, Serene, I have to say that. Like personally, even myself, I thought, well, what would I do if I was Serene? I'd probably wait, because that's me. Okay. I'm more conservative. You're more in your face out there. But you, I've learned so much from you in that. Your faith is so strong and sometimes life is not lining up with truth. Okay, so, but truth is higher.
It is.
Truth says this baby lives.
Yes.
Truth says, right, that God gives us the desires of our heart.
Yeah.
Now, your desire is to have a full-term baby and bring it into this world, you know, and all those things. And so, why shouldn't you believe it and celebrate it?
Oh, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to celebrate it. And I'm not preparing myself for a disappointment next time either.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I want to encourage you out there. If you've walked through deferred hope, deferred hope, deferred hope, don't let deferred hope be your boss. Don't let fear be your boss.
To the world, it looks stupid though.
Yeah, but we're meant to be a peculiar people.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's more fun. Living in hope, right?
It is, right? Oh my goodness, I used to live my whole life trying not to get my hopes up because it would be way worse. You know, then they'll fall down and then I'll be like really disappointed. But it's only in the last few years that I've like, that scary place
of keeping hopes up.
Yeah.
Because you, it's not a place that we as humans want to live in, or right. some of us at least. You know, yeah. I was always a glass half full person. Because we think, oh, but we'll be so disappointed, everyone around us will be. But all that time we lived in this glass half full part, mm-hmm. it was so much better off to live in the glass full.
Ah, so much.
And then maybe things don't happen the way we want them.
Yeah.
But we can still go back to full because he is good.
Right. And life speaks and facts speak. Hey, don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt. But I believe truth speaks, and I don't just believe it. It does. All through the Bible, it says we're to be a people that get our hopes up.
Oh,
that's
constantly.
The substance of faith.
Yeah, keep your hopes up.
Yes. And so I'm keeping my hopes up. I'm also standing in the truth that he's sovereign. And
yeah.
no matter what, I rest in that. But it's so fun.
Because you're not going to be that dream. Broken woman then if you never get this baby here on this earth.
I'm not. And I do want to say, though, just so that people don't think that I'm like being... like you can't relate to me. I want you to know you can relate to me. I mean, I have been bawling.
Yeah, you have.
Like I was in my orchard, like snot dripping down my face, clinging to the dirt. I've got like chiggers all over me because I spent like 2 hours in my grapevines just like crying. So there, I want you to know, just because I feel the reality of life, it's just not going to own me. I won't let it.
Mm.
I will not be a slave to life. I'm going to be molded by truth because otherwise, my life will be ugly and I will be
you
ugly
will be
and
in
I will
your bed.
Wear a frown and I'll be like one of those women in Walmart. You'll be like, oh, poor girl, she's had a hard life. Yeah. I don't want to be that. You know? Yeah. You know the ones you can tell they're just wearing that frown.
Well, it's etched up.
That life is etched.
Yeah.
It's disappointments on them. But I'm not a disappointed woman. I'm not, because it says in the Bible, this is true and this is what's going to shape me. In him is no disappointment at all.
Well, yeah.
That's all I have to say.
No, it's good, Serene. Thank you. Dream nothing, mama.